redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Danes ob 18. uri se bo v Trubarjevi hiši literature odvil pogovorni večer o novinarskem delu v Etiopiji, ki ga bo vodil Germo T. Fantaje. Avtor je v svoji domovini s sodelavci leta 2007 začel izdajati časopis Addis Neger, zaradi katerega je bil kasneje iz Etiopije tudi izgnan. Z avtorjem smo se pogovarjali o predvidenem poteku današnjega večera, problematiki in nastajanju časopisa.
I'll talk about the challenge of freedom of expression and the freedom of the media in Ethiopia and in the Horn of Africa. That's the essence of my talk, actually. Okay, actually, the circumstance, six journalist friends come together. We share the same idea about our country and our faith. So we started the newspaper, but actually the newspaper existed for 2.5 years. After that, it is closed by the government, actually, which is not, it's uncommon in Ethiopia. It's just common, many writers and journalists actually either exiled or they are in prison. So this is an anecdotal example what happened in Ethiopia when you are engaged in the media business.
Germo T. Fantaje nam je povedal še nekaj o problemih časopisa in posledičnem izgnanstvu.
You are reminding your society how the country is run by the people. I mean, when you see things critically, that is a challenge, actually. Me now, I'm a writer. Actually, it has been almost 4 years since I left Ethiopia to Uganda, and then so we started an online version of the newspaper just for a year. And after that, the newspaper, actually the online paper, is not survived because of its jam, it's blocked, can't be read by Ethiopians in Ethiopia. Now I'm a writer. I published one collection of poetry. Now I finished my novel, so I'm now between being a journalist and a full-time writer. I'm in this kind of transition. You are reminding your society how the country is run by the people. I mean, when you see things critically.
Ob 19. uri center in galerija P74 odpira razstavo z imenom Umetnost bombardiranja, nova performativna risba. Razstava problematizira risbo kot performativni akt. Predtem bo ob 18.30 že krajši pogovor z avtori Nikolausom Gansterarjem, Anjo Jelovšek, Darinko Popmitič in Veli in Amos, ki bo razložil proces nastajanja risbe kot performansa. Poklicali smo eno izmed avtoric, Anjo Jelovšek, ki nam je povedala nekaj o posebnosti svoje risbe Happy Tiger, ki je nastala kot razvedritev monotonega študijskega procesa, učenje risanja akta na Akademiji za likovno umetnost v Ljubljani.
Najprej me zanima, kako ste prišli sploh do te igračke in kako je potekal sam proces nastajanja slike.
Preprosto, šla sem kitajsko vele blagovnico, kupila igračo, dala svičnih na njo, to je to. Mislim, to je nastajalo tekom večernega akta, ker se moram ponad zbrati gor in risati po opazovanju in mi ni nekako ljubil sem preprosto uporabljala to igračo, da je risala na mest mene.
Jutri se začenja maskina manifestacija Kaj storiti? To je dogodek, ki bo potekal med 1. in 5. marcem v stari mestni elektrarni, ki problematizira znamenito, vedno aktualno vprašanje, kaj storiti. Zvrstil se bo niz dogodkov, začenši z jutrišnjo predstavo ob 20. uri, Kdo je naslednji, v režiji Janeza Janše, z mnogimi nastopajočimi. kulturnimi novicami sta se namučili Andreja in Nataša.